show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
He has been the talk of the town, the talk of the state. It is Prime Minister ScoMo joining us. Welcome, Prime Minister.
Well, good morning.
It's so good to have you on today, particularly ScoMo, because today is actually your 53rd birthday. We wanted to say happy birthday. What a way to spend the day, calling around radio stations, doing the media calls, talking about the budget.
Well, that Parliament's sitting today, but one thing we are doing today down here in Canberra is honouring a whole range of people in our emergency services and providing them with emergency services medals. So I think that's a pretty nice way to be thanking Australians today on your birthday. It's a nice thing to be able to do.
Well, it's not too bad, because I was going to ask you, ScoMo, this week, I reckon it would suck for you, any kind of lead up to the budget. For me, I would get really anxious, and I wanted to see how you were doing, because no matter what you do with the budget, no matter where you distribute the money, you're never going to make everybody happy. There's always going to be angry and unhappy people out there who aren't getting what they want. Does that get to you? Do you think about that in the lead up to releasing it?
Well, of course. I mean, you want to be able to support as many Australians as you can, and I think we are doing that. But a budget is just a plan, and this budget is a plan to secure Australia's economic recovery as we come through and out of COVID. And that's what it's designed to do. It's designed to make sure we get more people into jobs. There are more people in jobs today than there was before the pandemic. It's there to ensure we keep fighting this virus, to guarantee those essential services like health and education, particularly aged care and mental health, and particularly out there in the regions, ensuring those health services are getting to the regions. So the budget is just a plan that we secure this recovery. The rest of the world is not living like Australia is.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure we keep that and ensure we keep growing our economy.
ScoMo, it's been described as a very female-friendly budget with $3.4 billion to women's safety, health and economic security, a large portion of that going to help victims of domestic violence. And in Queensland, it's actually Domestic and Family Violence Prevention Month. And we spoke to a woman who suffered domestic violence, and she's now an advocate for the cause. Her name's Simone O'Brien. And she said this to us yesterday in regards to the money being spent on domestic violence. So we'll just play this to you, then get your thoughts.
Do you think that this money was handed out in this particular area because of the scandals that have happened in Parliament House over the last year or so?
To be honest with you, I'm going to speak from my heart, and I do speak open and honestly. I do believe it has.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they've had to feel the little bit of guilt that we need to put more money into it.
Your thoughts on Simone's words there, Prime Minister?
Well, look, I respect her views, obviously. I mean, $1 billion had already been invested in these projects since we've been in government through the National Plan to Protect Women Against Violence. That was a national plan process that was done bipartisanly. It started under Julia Gillard back a decade ago, and it's a national program where you work together with the states and territories, and we've put $1 billion into that plan already, and now on top of that, through the Women's Safety Initiatives, another $1.2 billion into those measures. Because I think this is an issue that has nothing to do with politics and everything to do with safety.
It's definitely huge steps in the right direction. I guess Simone's point was more to the fact that, is it just a reaction to a pretty, you know, horrible...
Scandalous.
Yeah, few months that we've seen come out of Canberra.
Well, no, because as I said, we've already had put $1 billion in. So this is adding to that. We've doubled down, and I think that's great. And I think we need to keep going.
All right. Well, before we let you go, Scott Morrison, we do have to ask the question, because we touched on this last time you were on the show. How are the chooks going? You built the chook pen for the lodge. The chooks all named after former prime ministers' wives, which I absolutely love. Are they laying yet? Have you got any eggs from the chooks?
They are. They do. They're actually quite producers. I picked up two the other morning when I had the opportunity to pop down. I haven't been there the last 2 mornings. It's been a bit early in the morning even for the chooks. But no, they're laying well. They're doing very well. I've got to take a carton home to Sydney when I get finally home at the end of tomorrow, because the girls love to have the eggs from the chooks down in Canberra.
Fantastic.
They haven't been able to properly name them yet because we can't tell them apart.
Thing with chooks.
You've got to tag them or something. There put collars on them.
Well,
Farmer ScoMo, how good is that? He's got time to do his own eggs, get his own eggs while running the country. It's been a massive week for you. I know it's a really busy week. Happy birthday, Scott Morrison. Thanks for joining us on the show, mate.
Thanks very much. The Hit Breakfast Show.